This morning we'd like to draw your attention to the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy, beginning with verse 26. Deuteronomy 11, 26. It is important that we fix in our mind sort of the background to the text. Moses is standing before the children of Israel, God's spokesman, speaking for God to the people. He has been doing this now for a little over 40 years, ever since he led them out of Egypt toward the land that God had promised their fathers. Now, as they have come to the border of the land, and as in a few days, within 30 days, they'll be entering into the land, Moses will no longer be with them. So Moses realizes that he has less than 30 days to live, that he will soon be leaving these people, and that Joshua will take up the leadership before they cross the Jordan River. So realizing that his time with them is short, he is now giving them their final instructions, instructing them the ways of righteousness, the ways of God, because soon he will be going up into the mountain dying, and they will be going on without him. But he wants to give to them this final charge. The book of Deuteronomy is the final charge of Moses to the people of Israel in his last 40 days of life. So here in the 11th chapter, verse 26, he speaks to them the word of the Lord. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but you turn aside out of the way which I commanded you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. So basically, he is saying there are two paths. God is setting before you two ways. There are two ways you can go. The path of righteousness following after God, which will be a path of blessing. Or the path of rebellion and disobedience, which will be a path that is cursed. Your choice. You at this point must choose the path that you are going to take. Now, let it be settled once and forever that God wants you to take the path of blessing. That God loves you more than you will ever know. And because God loves you, he wants to bestow his blessings upon your life. God just desires to bless your life abundantly. He has said no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And God wants to bless you because he loves you so deeply. And God is saying, now, if you will walk in this path, I will be able to bless you. If you don't walk in this path, then I can't bless you, but you are walking in a path that is going to bring a curse upon you. Now, in some ways, it would be absolutely wrong for God to bless certain lives. God wants to bless you, but in blessing you, he must bless you in consistency with his nature, which is righteousness. In other words, if you are living an evil life, it would be wrong and impossible for God to bless your evil life. In this sense, it is really wrong for us to pray, God bless America. We should rather pray, God, bring America to the place where you can bless America. The blessings of God are contingent upon the path that a person is walking. If you've chosen a path that is against God, that is anti-God, then it is wrong to ask God to bless that path. Even as if you're on a diet, it would be wrong for you to order a hot fudge sundae and then say, God, please kill the calories. We used to eat horrible concoctions when we were in college. On the way home, a bunch of us guys had an apartment together, and we'd buy a gallon of ice cream, a can of hot fudge, chocolate, bananas, whipped cream, nuts, and all kinds of stuff, you know. And then we'd get home, we'd dish out these big bowls and just pile on whatever we wanted. And then some guy would say, who's going to pray? And I'd answer, you got to be kidding. You can't ask God to bless this. You know that this junk isn't any good for you. Just eat it and suffer the consequences, but don't ask God to bless it. There are certain things that you just can't ask God's blessing upon. You can't really expect God's blessing upon your life if you're walking against God, if you're walking contrary to God. So God says, look, I've set before you two paths. I've set before you this day blessing and cursing. This path will lead you into my blessings. This path will lead you into the curses. And then you must choose the path that you are going to walk. Now, even as God addressed himself to the nation and said, for the nation, there is a path that will be blessed, there's a path that will be cursed, so it is with individuals. There is a way that you can live that will be blessed of God, and the blessings of God will be resting upon your life. You can walk in fellowship with God, in harmony with God, and God is looking for people to do this. For God declared in 2 Chronicles, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the entire earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. In other words, God is just looking for people to bless. God is just looking for people to get into harmony with his will, with what he wants done, in order that he might pour out his blessing upon their lives. But there is a path that you can take, which is a path of rebellion against God. Turning your back against God and rebelling against him. This is a path that is cursed. Now, God warned you that this path will lead you to hell. Now, there are a lot of people that say, but how can a God of love send a man to hell? Let me declare to you that God has never sent a single man to hell. There is not one man in hell because God sent him there. Men are in hell because they have chosen to walk a path that leads to hell. And God warned them and he said, hey, if you walk that path, it's going to lead you to destruction. And God did everything to turn them away from that path. God cried through the prophet, turn ye, for why will you die? That path is the path of destruction, and God has sought to lead you away from it. But if you want to rebel against him, if you want to disregard his pleas with you and stubbornly, obdurately continue on that path, it's going to lead you to hell. But when you get to the end of the path you're chosen, it isn't right for you to turn around and say, God, why did you send me to this horrible place? He didn't. You went there by your own willful choice, your deliberate choice. You chose that path. God warned you where the path was going to lead you. You say, well, I don't believe in hell. Well, you will. You say, but don't all paths lead to heaven? Don't all paths lead to God? No. The Bible said there is a path that seems right unto man, but the end of it is the way of death. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. One path that leads to God. There are many paths that will lead you other places. Really, there is really one path of life, and you're going one of two directions upon it. Just like nearby is the San Diego Freeway. You say, well, won't it take me to San Diego if I get on the San Diego Freeway? Yeah, if you turn south, but if you turn north, it'll take you to San Fernando. All depends on what direction you're going. You're going in the path of life. What direction are you going? Just like the old farmer who was sitting on the porch of the country store, and some old car came driving up, and the guy rolled down his window, and he said, how far is it to Terryville? He said, will this road take me to Terryville? Farmer says, yep, it'll take you to Terryville. Well, how far is it? He said, well, the direction you're going, it's about 24,995 miles. And you know, if you're going the wrong direction, the faster you go, the further you're getting from your destination that you desire. A lot of people rushing through life, but you're going the wrong direction. And God says, hey, I have set before you a blessing, a curse. Now, your choice. You can walk the path that brings you into the place of God's blessing, or you can walk the path that brings upon you the disastrous consequences, the curse. Now, there is a path of blessing upon which we can all walk. God promised to these people the blessings. He said, I will bring you into the land, and you will dwell safely there. God said, you will enjoy the fruit of the land. And I will give you peace from your enemies round about. And God gives them all the promises that will be theirs as a nation if they will just but walk the path of righteousness with God. Path of blessing. But if you turn aside, if you walk contrary to me, if you stretch out your hand to other gods, then you're going to find that your nation is going to go downhill Your enemies are going to begin to attack you round about. And you're going to have strife and turmoil and problems. Now we look at our country today. We see the things that are happening. Iran, Pakistan, Libya, and just down the line. Our nation is in deep trouble. It is in deep trouble because it has chosen the wrong path. We started out on the right path, but we turned. We turned away from a trust in God to a trust in government. And our nation today is being threatened. Its very existence is being threatened. But even as the people were still dancing and singing on the Titanic when the ship was going down, there are people in the United States today that are still following after the pleasure mania, living after self and the flesh, though the ship is sinking. God said, look, here it is. This is what the path is going to lead to. We didn't believe him. And we took a path that was contrary to him. And now we're beginning to see the disastrous consequences. We have sown to the wind and we are starting to reap the whirlwind. For you see, the blessings of God are conditional. They were conditioned, God said, to your loving me. Verse 13. And you're serving me with all of your heart and mind. And then they were conditional to their cleaving unto God, sticking with God. Verse 22, and walking in all of his ways. Now God said, if you will do this, then I will bless you. I will make you fruitful. I'll give you peace. And I'll bless your land, your people, and all of this. If you will do this, if you will love me, if you'll stick with me, if you'll walk with me, if you'll obey me, this is what this path will lead to. National prosperity, national greatness, national peace. And again, what is true for the nation is true for you as an individual. If you will love God and serve God and walk with God and stick with God, your life will be blessed indeed by God. God will make your life fruitful and cause your life to abound. But God said, if you disobey me, if you disobey my commands, if you walk after other gods and you worship and serve them, verse 16, then you're going to be cursed. Now notice that God recognized that in turning from him, you are turning to something else. For every man worships a god. Even if you may claim today to be an atheist, still you are worshiping a god. For every man worships his god. And a man's god is that dominating master principle that guides his life. The ideal, the master passion of a person's life, that controlling, dominating factor within a man's life is his God. With some of you, it's pleasure. Your whole life is built around the pursuit of pleasure. You're measuring everything by the intensity of the pleasure that you derive from it. And your whole life is geared and lived for what pleasure you can exact from it. That's your God. You're living for it. And you pay out dearly to worship it. For some of you, power is your God. And you are doing everything that you can to gain power, to possess money, things. And you're living after this power principle within life. You're looking for how to expand your power base. You don't care who you destroy, just so you come out on top. With others of you, your God is your intellect. You make fun and mock at the man who worships Jesus Christ. The man who says he believes in God, and yet you have your own God, the God of your own intellect, your own understanding, your own mind, and you cannot believe anything that you cannot reduce to the level of your own mind and understanding, for you have made it your God. And to know, to understand, to learn has become the master passion of your life. God recognizes that if you turn away from Him, you are turning to something else. The minute you turn your back upon God, you are turning your face to something else. And so God declares, if you walk after other gods to worship and serve them, where will that path lead you? What will it bring? In verse 17, the Lord declares that His wrath will be kindled against you, and your land will become parched, and the fruit will fail. And ultimately, you will be driven from the land. You'll be stripped from the place of blessing to which God has brought you. God said, I've put before you a blessing, a curse. You can come in, you can enjoy the land, you can be fruitful, you can have peace, you can be blessed. And I'll bless you every which way. Or you can come in and turn away from me and be cursed, and you'll ultimately be driven out of the land. I'll stop the heaven, there'll be no more rain. The ground will become hard and parched and dry. I'll dry up your rivers, your streams, your springs. I'll bring your enemies against you. You'll fall in the face of your enemies, and you'll be driven from the land that I have given to you. It's your choice. Your choice. Walk after me and enjoy my blessings. Turn from me, and the path leads to destruction. Your choice. Has your life become dry and parched? You find an emptiness within. Sometimes you just sit and wonder, what is life all about? Is it worth it? Why go on? Why try to go on? It seems there's a barrenness and an emptiness, a dryness. You're on the wrong path. These are just warnings. You're on the wrong path. God wants your life to be fruitful. God wants your life to be overflowing. David said, my cup runneth over. David said of the man who walks in the commandments of God, that he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. God wants your life to be rich and fruitful, overflowing. He lays out that path. He calls you to walk in it. He encourages you to walk in fellowship with Him, that you might know the life of God surging within. God said, I have set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you'll continue with the Lord, but a curse if you forsake Him. Your choice. You must take one of two paths. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the path of blessing that we can walk in fellowship with you, knowing your presence, your love, your power. How we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we have received from your good hand. The many blessings, Lord, by which we are just overwhelmed. Thank you, Father. Father, I do pray for those that are walking the path of destruction. May thy Holy Spirit get their attention today. Turn them into the right path. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand? God will not force you on the right path. He will not force you to love Him. That would not be true love. He will not force you to serve Him. That would not be true service. He just lays out both paths, shows you the benefits of the one and the curses of the other, and says, now take your choice, for you must choose which way you're going to live, in harmony with God or in rebellion against God. If you would like to walk the path of blessing, I would encourage you to go back to the prayer room. The pastors will be back there waiting to pray with you and to lead you in His path of righteousness, where you may experience the goodness and the blessing of God upon your life. You say, well, I want to think about it. Well, I hope you're a quick thinker. Because in reality, as you walk out the door, no choice is a choice. You see, Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. Not to choose the path of righteousness is to choose the path of unrighteousness. There's only two paths. There is no neutral path. So you have actually made your choice as you walk out the door. You either walk out the door in fellowship, in harmony with God, or you walk out the door in rebellion against God. No, I won't walk the path that you've chosen. Then you're walking the other path. So I pray that God will help you to make the right choice before you go out the door. Now may the Lord be with you, and may His hand be upon your life. And may He bless each one of you who have chosen to walk the right path. I can't ask Him to bless the rest of you, because that would be inconsistent with God and His nature. But may you come to the place where you can receive the blessings of God as you walk in fellowship with Him. May the Lord be with you this week. May you experience His love, His presence, His power within your life. And as the outlook in the world becomes worse with each passing day, let us rejoice in the uplook. It's becoming brighter and more glorious all the time. Look up, lift up your head. Your redemption is drawing so close. God bless you and keep you in His love, in Jesus' name.